I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. At a press conference this morning, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms announced a new campaign focused on battling human trafficking in Metro Atlanta. Accompanied by Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr and Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport General Manager Roosevelt Council Jr., Mayor Bottoms said she's calling on area residents to keep their eyes open and if they see something, say something. AG Carr pointed out that the average sex trafficking victim is a 12 to 14-year-old girl. January is designated as Human Trafficking Awareness Month. The Latino Association of America is holding its first State of Latinos conference in Atlanta today. The conference addresses issues in the Hispanic community, which now makes up nearly 10% of Georgia's population. U.S. Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta opened the conference this morning. Acosta told the group that the education system must address the skills gap that is keeping workers from obtaining higher-paying jobs. The two-day event also features education and housing summits that will take place tomorrow. In its annual list of the top 10 issues to watch in Georgia education, a Georgia nonprofit group says poverty, the early learning workforce, student health, and the challenges of Georgia's rural schools topped the list this year. The Georgia Partnership for Excellence in Education says Georgia's high school graduation rate, education reform, and improving literacy are among other key issues. The partnership was founded in 1992 by the Georgia Chamber of Commerce and the Georgia Economic Development Association. A man accused of threatening the staff of U.S. Representative John Lewis has pleaded guilty in federal court. U.S. Capitol Police say Dante Rosser made over 40 threatening calls to Lewis's offices in Atlanta and Washington. Rosser is to be sentenced in April. His plea agreement calls for a sentence of 18 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. And the outgoing president of Coca-Cola North America will soon become the CEO of Staples. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, Sandy Douglas will become the company's top executive in April. Atlanta-based Coca-Cola announced in October that Douglas was retiring after 30 years with the company. He'll replace former Staples CEO Shira Goodman, who left the office supply company last Friday. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.